An ocean temperature-driven trend that affects the weather is showing signs of warming. Southern Pacific water temperatures appear headed into an El Niño, or warm phase. Martha Schulsky, climatologist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, says the short-term phenomenon has been in a neutral stage for about a year following a nine-month cooling or La Niña episode. Schulsky says a switch back to El Niño means warming for Alaska.
When we're in a pattern of El Niño, what that means is an increase in southerly flow along with the repositioning of the Aleutian Low where it strengthens and moves a bit eastward. And so that's what causes the warmer than normal temperatures. And usually for wintertime, if we have warmer than normal weather, we generally have wetter than normal conditions.
Schulsky says the Alaska Climate Center predicts warmer than normal conditions in Alaska for the next 3 months. The precipitation outlook is inconclusive except for western Alaska, where more rain is forecast. Schulsky says the return of El Niño and this summer's hot temperatures and large wildfires fall in line with data from past record fire years.
Both summers, 2004 and 2005, were El Niño and weak El Niño patterns. And if you look back at, say, 1957, that was another high wildfire season, and that was also an El Niño pattern. So just given those three cases, it seems that during the summer, if we're in an El Niño, then that has a tendency to produce these strong wildfire seasons.
Schulsky says it's believed that global warming increases the intensity of shorter-term patterns like El Niño or La Niña. Indications are mixed from a longer-running ocean temperature-driven trend called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. The PDO is a 20 to 30-year-long warming or cooling pattern in the North Pacific that's also tied to weather and environmental effects. Schulsky says it's thought to be headed into a cold phase, but that it's hard to predict how the opposing forces of the PDO and El Niño will interplay.